Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our Fortress of Salvation. Psalm 28, verse 8. The Lord is the strength of His people, a fortress of salvation for His anointed. In times past, fortress was a place where people could go when they were threatened by the enemy. It was a place of strength. It was a place that could be defended, but it was also a place that was well armed and had the power of the people of that land. Our fortress of salvation is the Lord Himself. We are not a weak, anemic people. We are a people of strength because the Lord is our salvation. He is our fortress of salvation. So many times we go around as though we had nothing to offer, but we have salvation, eternal salvation that is ready and available to any who would come. In a time and in a world where people are seeking and searching after something that would be lasting and final, we have the answer. We are the only ones to have the answer. Strength is not to be found in the things that a person possesses. All too often when people rely upon their wealth, their money, their prestige, their position, those things will slip away and before very long they find that they are left with nothing. When people come to the end of their life, if they have Jesus, they have everything. Repeatedly, I have in my mind gone back to the words of my father when he returned from the bedside of his father, my grandfather, who had slipped into eternity. This old man of faith, this old man that had meant so much to me as I sat on his lap as he read the scripture, as he slipped from this world into eternity with his Lord, his last words were, "Well, there is Jesus now." What a way to go. I have had the privilege of being at the bedside of loved ones, friends, and people who were members of my congregation as they left this world to go to be with the Lord. And it was such joy for those who knew the Lord to have a smile on their face as they left for eternity that would never end. Peace that passes all understanding. A fortress of salvation. Oh, what joy for those who have received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. Because our salvation is everlasting, never ends. If you have not received that salvation, ask Jesus into your heart right now. Heavenly Father, I pray that as we look to you for our strength and our salvation, that we might experience that oneness, that unity of spirit with you that you have offered to us. Guide and direct for those who are searching and seeking and asking for salvation now that you might assure them that they are now a part of the family of God. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil, read the scripture portions for the day, At the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.